in here, and open interest goes up by 24,597. Okay, so let's pretend that I played my short side. Okay, this tells me to go, it's going down. Market goes down, I make a lot of money, right? Market goes down, I make a lot of money, and I stay short because I'm gonna go for a home run. And then I see the, and then day closes, and I go, fuck, 24,000. Somebody bought the shit out of it. There's a lot of buying here, and the market got away from it. Now, mind you, this is me talking to myself. As a short position trader, mind you, 24,000 contracts, and it still couldn't get above this. So on this 2-day basis, 15,000 drops at $30, $25, and 25,000 lots rallies it up $10, $15. Okay, I'm still bearish, but I'm really nervous. Okay, so I'm short from here. I was this far in the money. Now I'm almost out of the money, right? I'm still a little bit in the money, right? And I go, all right, this is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. You know, it's like, well, shit, the market searched here and stopped on this day, right? Market came in the next day and the buying fucking bought it again. We'll get into who that buying was in a second. So on this day, I say to myself, hypothetically, I would never let my position go this far, but this is what I would say to my boss if he had a big macro position on. I'd say, you're right to stay short because this day's sell-off, I'm sorry, this day's rally was 24.5 thousand contracts, and it couldn't get above this day's sell-off, which was only 13,400 contracts. Therefore, this market's running out of steam, boss. I would, well, he'd say, what would you do? I'd say, well, I'd remain short and I would either put my stop at where I got in, which is here, or I'd put my stop above yesterday's high. That's what you do. That's exactly what you do. That's what I would do. And it's the right thing to do. So my boss either covers, right? Or he puts a stop here at the top of this day, right? Or he puts a stop at unchanged, whatever. In the past, I used to put stops at unchanged and trail them down, so I probably would be here, right? I'd probably be doing an intraday stop, but that's the idea. All right, so the next day comes, and we have this day, and 3,500 contract. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong day. I'm on the wrong day. On this day, we're on this day now. Now the market drops like $10, I don't know, somewhere between, you know, inside the other day, and we lose 1,000 longs, only 1,000 longs. This day is very interesting. Okay, this day, there's no food for you. This day, they're spoiled. I gave them like steak bones after I went out to dinner. All right, so let me think about this. This day's interesting. Only 1,000 longs come out. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stop it. Hold on, guys. Come here. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right. So, anyway, this day, I'm not going to go into depth on this day because I need to think about it more. But 1,000 contracts come out and the market has a nice sell-off. You have to say to yourself, that's bullish because now the market has retraced this day, negating it basically, and only 1,000 longs got out. And that means, see down here, somebody's fucking buying the shit out of it here. They bought it here, they moved up to there, and they're buying it there again. Okay, so this is longs getting out, right? And new longs getting in. So this candle here, because open interest basically does nothing. Because open interest basically does nothing, yet it retraces. This candle is bullish, right? It's bullish. As long as we're above this level, this level, this level, this level, you've got to be bullish. You've got to be buying dips above this level. But I'm seeing it, so everyone is seeing it, right? Okay. So that brings us to the next day. The next day, the market sells off. Now, see this day here?